look, it's Friday, right? So let's take a deep breath and relax for a moment. You know, I mean, a lot of really important things going on, and I encourage you to stay very in tune with all of those things. Extremely important to know what's going on with the border or the pandemic or court packing or pick your poison. It's also important to keep track of the Democrats trying to wrap trillions of dollars up onto the national debt. Just rack it all up. But I want to talk to you about UFOs. UFOs, my friend. The Pentagon confirming the authenticity of newly leaked video and images showing multiple UFO sightings by the United States Navy and its personnel. As the government is preparing to release a highly anticipated first-of-its-kind report on UFOs, it's coming this summer. What was it? You remember the guy on, what's that program? Ancient Aliens? Is that what it's called? Yeah, Ancient Aliens. You know, the guy had the crazy hair on A&E. Always somebody, you know, proving that the aliens were here. And maybe they were. Maybe they're here now. Hell, maybe I'm an alien. I don't know. Maybe. But an 18-second video shows what is described as a three-pyramid-shaped UFO hovering over the warship, the USS Russell, at night, July 2019. That happened off the San Diego coast. That's one incident. Several other incidents also reported. The USS Omaha reporting incidents of a triangle-shaped UFO. Metallic blimps, a sphere, all of these things. And the Navy says, you know what? They look real. An F-A-18 pilot used his cell phone to take photos of three different unidentified aircraft off the coast of Oceania, March. That's better known as Australia. The UFOs dubbed the metallic blimp and the sphere. Well, what does it all mean? Listen in on bite number two. Bite number two. Here you go.
The public is asking questions, and it is our government's job and their duty to answer us. And it is our right, and we actually have a need to know. What are these things in the sky that outpace, outmaneuver, and completely defy what we understand as propulsion? What are these things? We deserve some answers, whatever those may be. This is now a new reality that we are living in. And it doesn't matter if we bury our heads in the sand. It doesn't cease to exist. UFOs are real. The UFO presence is real. And it's something that the scientific community should be looking at.
So here's what a couple of the things from these bigger articles that I'm sharing with you. This one from Fox. This is the first video the public has seen from July 2019 in an incident in which mysterious UFOs multiple, described as unmanned aerial vehicles, reportedly harassed at least three U.S. warships during military exercises over multiple days. At one point, matching the speed and bearing of one destroyer for 90 minutes while performing brazen maneuvers. Maneuvers that are not physically or mathematically possible by technology we currently possess. I can confirm that the referenced photos and videos were taken by Navy personnel, said Department of Defense spokesperson Susan Goh. The Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, UAPTF, has included these incidents in their ongoing examinations. Jeremy Corbell is the guy you just saw there. He's a filmmaker. Some of the video was released. And he's putting together a series of videos and documents as well. Reporter George Knapp also involved here from KLAS-TV, chief investigative reporter there. Corbell and Knapp independently confirmed the leaked documents are unclassified images that were part of a series of classified briefings intended to educate members of the United States intelligence community about UFOs traveling in restricted airspace. The Pentagon saying it's real. The Pentagon is saying what they are seeing is real and should be taken quite seriously. What do you think of it? What do you think? Do me a favor. Do me a favor. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, certainly it's possible. But go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. The report is coming out this summer. This is explosive information, they say. In a separate event, three photos leaked to Corbell, purportedly from the USS Omaha, show a spherical UFO descending into the ocean seamlessly without destruction, going from air to liquid, from gas to liquid seamlessly. an extraordinary piece of technology. Whoever is operating these technologies far more advanced than anything we have in the U.S. arsenal, and that should be a warning sign. We need to find out the intent of the operators of these vehicles. Again, the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force preparing to put out a report this summer, highly anticipated by some, including the guy with the crazy hair on A&E. These craft are not pushing something out of the back to go forward. They are gravitationally propelled craft that are transmedium. That means being able to go from the ocean to the air, transmedium. They can go anywhere they want. Maybe they can go through ice. I don't know. Maybe they can go through a solid. I don't know. Anyhow, I find it interesting. Last year's $2.3 trillion appropriations bill signed by President Trump in December included a provision ordering the nation's intelligence community to submit a report within 180 days, detailing everything the government knows about the unidentified flying objects and aerial phenomena. Again, go to stevegruber.com. Tell me what you think. Drop me a note. I'm curious. I'm curious. What do you think? Excuse me. Anyhow, it's Friday. You know, if they want to hang out, get an adult beverage, I'm cool with that. Maybe they're buying. Do you ever think of that? Apparently I did. This part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. They're not out of this world. They're just down the street. They're American farmers. You need to protect them as well. They're growing American-only fruits and vegetables. PatriotFoods.com. Don't forget, when you order and have it delivered, there is no delivery charge anywhere in America. PatriotFoods.com. Nice work, New York. Way to be on the ball. Really appreciate it. Something to say, New York? Something?
Don't start with me.
Yeah, there you go. See? Just goes to show you that aliens live amongst us. Is New York is there a better example?
This is the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Do something today to be a good sport. If you're a fan, shout encouragement to your team. Poke your neighbors sitting next to you when they try to harangue the opponents and tell them to behave. If you simply do the right thing and do it the entire game, you'll be respecting the game and yourself. Sportsmanship. Do something about it. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.